wow. Okay.
Please enter the call ID. Enter your PIN followed by the pound key. If you are not... You are now joining the call. You are unmuted.
Zogling, Wigger, and Babs are ass clowns across the fruited nut Zog, playing in the open air coast nut house we call Zog Babylon the third, and definitely the final. This is a special episode of the Movement Turd, I guess I'll call it 147.2 or 3 or whatever here. I really was up earlier this morning fighting with Alex Linder. He was over on Hunter Wallace's Occidental Descent blog, where Kuntair is a Southern Nationalist, and pretty well, Linder, he showed up, and he wasn't safe. He was not safe from being ridiculed. So he went ahead, and he came up with a different dialogue about what happened on... back in Topeka in May 2012, and pretty well, I think I pretty well ran the goofy bastard off here. Pretty well, Linder is a self-loathing Jew, and for some reason, every time he sees another Jew at a news crew or something like that, and he thinks this character is a Jew, he has to ask this, he has to ask these people if they're Jews, to figure out if they figured out that he's a self-loathing Jew. And I've seen this with a little dark Swiss guy here in 2004, but he still does it. He did it earlier this year with somebody from the Canadian film group. So pretty well, I ran Linder off, Hunter Wallace, and got in a bunch of licks against Trader Glenn Miller and the rest here. And I was up till about 10 o'clock this morning, and I didn't get too much sleep. But pretty well, I was trying to go ahead and tell Hunter Wallace... But yes, what everyone expected happened. The nigger won re-selection. Now, folks, it's already begun to figure out that the nigger has won re-selection. From what I gather, all the votes in Ohio and in, and in Florida haven't been counted. But, folks, if you go, you're like me, for all practical purposes, I'm probably the most... Well, the one who runs the most here of any candidate in white nationalist history. And that probably includes David Duke, although I've never actually won. But I was thinking of going over to the court, the Newton County Courthouse and look at all these butthurt Republican establishment ass clowns essentially look on Fox News and see that Obongo has beaten Shittens. Folks, if you go ahead, and for those of you who've gone ahead and gone to county courthouses to go ahead and see the results, it's always been this way in that the suburban Whigger precincts, which have the latest in, well, vote counting machines, they always report first. Then you have the rural counties out in Podunk, and then they report next here. And lastly is your big cities here in Missouri. St. Louis, you know, Kansas City, and then St. Louis. In many cases, what it is pretty well a determination of whether or not they can go ahead and steal a vote. I mean, Chicago and Miami and a number of places are really bad. But, folks, they figured out that Schittens has lost because, well, essentially, Obongo was winning. Obongo was winning in these, in Ohio. And folks, if you lose both Florida and Ohio, there's no way Schittens is going to win. And essentially, what's end up happening is that in Florida, they've counted all the panhandle redneck counties in Florida. They've already gone ahead and counted them. They've already gone ahead and counted Tampa, and they've already counted, the blue, the counties. But what they hadn't counted, and by this time Obongo pulled 50-49, he pulled ahead in Florida, and they hadn't gone ahead and counted Miami yet. But what they had counted the precincts in Miami said Obongo had 70% to 30%. Now, do you think there's a little secret stash of niggers who just want to vote for Mittens in Dade County? And the answer is hell no. Hell no. Ain't going to happen. So, essentially, Obongo has won. Now, here in Missouri, and you can go ahead and directly blame establishment Republicans and cocksuckers like Schittens for essentially Todd Akin went ahead and he got 40%. Claire and the bitch McCaskill got 52%. Some libertoon, some sort of greasy libertoon ass clown here, probably a faggot, went ahead and got 6%. So essentially Todd Akin has lost. And pretty well, in the Senate, they've gone ahead, and from what I gather, they're going to go ahead and pick up probably one or two seats here. The Republicans will not get a majority. So what you're going to have is you're going to have Obongo be reselected, the head nigger. You're going to have the Senate remain Democrat, and you're going to have the House remain Republican. So you're going to end up having the same thing as happened in 2010, but without momentum. Without momentum. And as a result, essentially, it's pretty well falling on establishment Republicans. But how does it feel, you worthless pieces of shit, to go ahead and whine like pussies about how you've been disenfranchised because old Mittens is going to win the popular vote and Obongo's going to win the Electoral College vote? Okay? So, I mean, I got to laugh here. Folks, Hunter Wallace was whining about northern liberals, reneging, like revoting for the nigger. And folks, what do you expect? Look, Hunter, you've got to understand is that you are in it by yourself here. As a racialist white, you got to understand is that, hell, even among your own kind, you are on your own. Alright? Now, before I get the Newskike was having its own show, and it had Jeremy Visser and that Obagender Bender, and they were yapping about Bob Jones or something like that. It doesn't really matter. What happens is that Jeremy Visser is a known Mamzer, Melungeon Jew. Obagender Bender is probably a Jew Mamzer. The critter is definitely a fag, and probably an Obagender Bender, which doesn't dare show its snout, and essentially Bob Jones yapping about how Cherokees and Choctaws and Chickasaws and Hacksaws and shit asses from the No Wipe 'em tribe. Why, they're all Israelites. Well, no, they're not. I mean, heck, boob, you might as well go ahead and go back, ask them out, Eli James here, and see if you can't go ahead and bring back Rebecca Mason or, quote, half Cherokee, even darker daughter. I mean, folks, you can go ahead and claim whatever the hell you want to. It's whether or not you find tards to believe this shit. Roxy went ahead and got better than 1,600 of the votes. She went ahead and beat, actually, she went ahead and beat old, you know, old Heather Bowers, who was some heifer who used to run for city council who got something like that. Essentially, they went ahead and Jim Jackson, who was voting in the other, you know, county commission seat, he was more popular. But Roxy pretty well got the protest vote, and maybe if I'm allowed to, I'll go ahead and point out is that, folks, the Newton County Republican Party has boycotted the selection here. And look, Republicans, now you don't get to whine like pussies about how you are being disenfranchised because the Missouri Republican Party has disenfranchised, quote, white nationalists, say that we can't run. We can't even be allowed to run. So, folks, now that you've been outvoted, well, hey, don't whine like pussies. You voted. So it says that you are responsible. You have to pay taxes. You have to obey their laws. You have to do whatever they want as they're trying to go ahead and destroy your life and destroy your family and the rest here. Folks, let's understand something. We are in a zombie, zoggling, wigger, and mamzer apocalypse. And essentially, most of the critters coming toward you are essentially mindless animals. Sub-animals want to go ahead and claw out your guts and pull out your eyeballs and either in front of you and listen to you scream. Folks, that's what politics is today. There's no law. So don't worry about being held by law. It's a matter of power. Zog is becoming a free fire zone. And I gotta go ahead and laugh while it looks like sort of like the Matrix, but with wiggers, more wiggers than you've seen with the Matrix movies. I don't know if you've seen the Matrix movies, which was around the turn of the last century here. Yeah, around 2000, they had all these niggers, not a single wigger in it here. So essentially, you have this Obongo thing. It looks sort of like the Matrix reveal, but with wiggers. You know, liberal, stupid, dumbass wiggers, but with a lot of niggers here. I mean, about half nigger, half wigger. Folks, I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood because essentially, the Republican false friend race traitors have lost. And what they're already talking about is raising taxes and passing immigration reform, and even the so-called Republicans are doing it. What happens is that wiggers, working class wiggers, didn't work enough here. Now, folks with mittens would have got elected here. It would have probably been even worse in the short run than now that old Bongo has gotten reselected here. You know what I mean? I'm sort of going ahead and turning down. I went ahead and turned it. I was listening to CNN. And then around 10 o'clock, I went ahead and turned to local news and found out Roxy got 1,600-some votes here, which is a lot more. She thought I'd get 13 or 14. I said, this is not the primary selection, my dear. This is essentially the major selection, and none of the Democrats run. And I got to give this evil, vicious, Obongo bitch, Claire McCaskill, credit. That bitch knew she came in 2006 against an even worse piece of shit named Jim Talent, a slant-eyed sub-wigger here, sort of like a quasi-melungeon, but a gook. Went ahead and beat that piece of shit in 2006. And what happens, here she was. She was a freshman senator. She was facing a hard time ahead. And what she did, she went ahead and spent her money in the primary election going ahead and feeding this congressman who essentially is an honest man. Todd Akin is an honest man. He's the thing about it is he's too honest to be a politician. And he went ahead and said some stupid crap about legitimate rape. Now, he actually believed the stupid crap, but because he cares, he's an honest man who stays bought when bought by the Anti-Abortion League. Essentially, his position was no abortions at all beyond the minimum decided by the Supreme Court, and no taxpayers paying for it. Which Claire McCaskill essentially believes that, hell, you know, up to the moment, and then including when you're squeezing, out this here, oh, as she looks at it, a parasite between your pussy here, the woman's pussy, right to choose here, you get to club it as it comes out, you know, like a baby seal. You know what I mean? And have taxpayers pay for it. See, she's a total left-wing bitch. She voted for Obongo. She was going to get screwed. So what she did is she went ahead and looked at the three major tards who were running. And there was one, Sarah Steelman. I'm not sure if she's a Jewess or not here, or married to a Jew. She might be married to a, you know, sort of a Mischling or something like that here. Now she's running on herself here. But she was somewhat of an independent heifer who dared to run against the good old boy for governor back in 2008. She lost the primary, and then she didn't support this Congress critter enough, and Jay Nixon won. But, folks, no Republican would have won, including Matt Runt Blunt, because he was such a thieving piece of shit. You got to go ahead and laugh. These Republicans, they talk big shit, and then all they do is they just steal. And fuck over the working man. Fuck over the wigger. You know, fuck over the wiggers. That's what Mittens, Shittens would have done. Him and Lion Ryan were planning to simply cut Medicaid benefits here. Give them to the states. Shove it on the states here and let the states go ahead and go bankruptcy here. And then go ahead and figure out which ones to bail out here. That's exactly what it is. So essentially what happens, you got a bunch of projected winners in flyover country. Hell, you can, you know, with the exception, of course, of the left coast here. But if you go ahead and go by county, you can go ahead and go from Pacific to the Atlantic by a number of paths. But essentially, blue cities, essentially what we have is we have nigger big cities in Illinois, Minneapolis, you know, Minnesota, Michigan, Jew England. You have Jew and nigger run cities, and essentially the wiggers are not yet voted, but for all practical purposes they are here. So hey, look, folks, I'm going to gloat because wiggers, you've asked for it. Wiggers, you're going to get it. You're going to get it right up the ass. You're going to get up the poop chute with a big old enchilada, you know, with lots of chilies and lots of beans here. That serves you right, wiggers. No, folks. That's why I was trying to tell Hunter Wallace here. He's actually a regional racialist here. So don't go whining that the northern wiggers have gone ahead and reneged and, you know, only trust your own kind. And don't trust a lot of them. So essentially, yes, I'm pleased at how the election went here. Because it's been Republicans who've been fucking me over. Now the Democrats have sort of helped, but certainly have so have the Libertoons. Folks, there's nothing but idiots, nothing but criminals, nothing but thieves and fools and idiots and mamzers who essentially want to go ahead and loot what little remains of Wiggerdom. And Wiggerdom is fucked, whether you believe it or not, okay? Whether you believe it or not. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a couple-minute break. And it looks like Lloyd Davies is on, old Mongoloid. So I'm going to go ahead and give it about a couple-minute break, and then I'm going to go ahead and let old Mongoloid on. So, folks, hail victory.